Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Home is where the heart is, and my home is in Florida, as is my heart. But I retain my citizenship from another country. Why, you might ask? Did you ask that? Well, you're going to get an answer on this episode with special guest Patty. Enjoy.
I don't want to give anything away because obviously we've never talked about where you guys live, but it is a compound. It is off the grid in Florida. Like, I have to bring my own electricity for all of the components and the recording equipment that I bring.
We don't miss the sunlight being six
I do, after
under.
4 years of doing this, I think the one part that I don't really like is having to park somewhere, always a different place, and then you come in with the hood and put me in the trunk, and then I don't know where we're going.
We told you in the beginning it's for
your
own safety.
I know. I just, at this point, you know, 4 years in, you would think somewhere in Florida. I don't know. It's a 2-hour drive. Could be around the corner. It could be, you know, in the Everglades.
It was never about you. It was always about the rest of them.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I was just about to say 2-hour drive. You sure we're in Florida, but actually you are. Yeah, from where we are. Yeah, 2 hours can't get you out of the state.
Florida. And it's voting day. November 7th is today.
Yeah, it is.
We are here on voting. We saw an interesting quote about voting, that voting is not a relationship. It's mass transit. Was that it? Okay, it's
no.
like this. Wait,
I'm votes go, to get it, but it that goes wasn't like this.
Voting is voting not a relationship.
It's not. You're not getting to a relationship. You're choosing mass transit. If you can't find the one that's going to take you exactly where you want to go, don't stay home and pout. Choose the one that's going to get you as close to where you want to go as possible.
I like that.
That was from Jim Hobart, I think. I think he posted it.
But he wasn't the origin of the actual
quote
itself.
He.
But once again, our friend Jim Hobart finds his way into our podcast, which is a lovely thing as well. So I just thought it was interesting. I went from, hey, it's voting day, to that was an interesting concept, because really, there are no perfect candidates for everybody. Yeah. So let's choose the ones that are going to get us closer to where we want to be and see how it turns out. Because we don't have any elections in our district right here now, so we have nothing to vote on today. But we know there are a lot of people who do and who have to, and just hoping that people are making
or who should.
Yes, well, I don't like that word, but yeah, I would like it if everybody did
who
vote.
Could,
and who would bring benefit to us if they did, or not, because it really depends who's voting for what.
See, now I wish you were able to vote. Why? I know you. Okay, so I've heard bits and pieces on the podcast, so I've never fully understood. I don't understand Canadian citizenship and United States citizenship. Are you still here on a green card or illegally?
No, legally. I have a permanent green card, so if it was, if I had been assigned or gotten my green card more recently, it would be something that I have to renew. So this is a permanent green card.
Is that how they always did them back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day, it was, if you got it, it was a permanent thing as opposed to a visa. So visa would be a temporary. But now I think any green card holder has to renew it. It's a little bit easier than a visa, more like a driver's license, but they just want to, you know, keep better tabs on people and see what's going on. So we moved down right after I was born. And the only reason I wasn't born in the U.S. is because the doctors told my mom she was too pregnant to travel. So she just waited too long before moving down with my dad's family. And my sister was born here. And then right when I was about 16, 17, so 34-ish years ago, is when everybody else in the family became American citizens. So they became Canadian citizens when they came over to Canada from Greece. And I can't remember if they kept their Greek citizenship or not, or how that worked back in the day. And I think I had most of my paperwork filled out, and I just didn't send it in. And so it's been that way ever since. The price keeps going up.
34 years later.
Yeah, the price keeps going up in terms of applications. It's over $1,000 now, I think. And then the process is even longer. So it'll take a couple, 3 years for it to get approved. So as far as benefits go, voting and jury duty.
Okay, so here's the real question.
And being able to say that I'm an American.
Right, okay, so here's the real question right now. They just take all those fees away and all of the challenges that it takes to be an American citizen. Do you want to be one?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to vote.
Okay.
I like the idea of juries.
I would like you to vote. So I would like you to consider that process.
Okay.
Only because I agree with you politically, would I like you to vote. Now, if you should change your thoughts, I might encourage you to just delay it just a little bit longer.
Just stay.
We need more on our side. Not that we actually don't need more. We just need to get them to vote.
I can't believe it took me 4 years and a guest appearance from Patty to get to Nick's origin story. Because we tend to agree on so many points of view, I tend to forget how strange and genuinely foreign my podcast partner is. It's amazing we even speak the same language, let alone broadcast our ideas to the world. I, for one, am grateful for the diversity that Nick's family history brings to our show. Because although it may look like we're just a couple of middle-aged white guys doing a podcast, we have Greek-Canadian in the house, my friend. That does it for this dose. We will catch you tomorrow.